Israel denies Biden administration claims it was not informed of Palestinian rights group terror ties. By Deborah Brand on October 25, 2021. Israel deemed six major Palestinian human rights organizations as terrorist groups on Friday, prompting backlash from the Biden administration, which said it wasn't informed of the move ahead of time, a charge a senior Israeli defense official has denied. Israel's defense ministry announced the outlawed Palestinian civil society groups, which receive significant funding from the European Union, were being controlled by the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, a terror group that does not recognize Israel and is responsible for thousands of deadly attacks on civilians. Those organizations were active under the cover of civil society organizations, but in practice belong and constitute an arm of the PFLP, leadership, the main activity of which is the liberation of Palestine and destruction of Israel, Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz said in a statement. All six groups had senior PFLP members, including activists involved in terror activity in their employ, the statement said. The State Department condemned the move and said that the Israeli government gave no advance warning. "We believe respect for human rights, fundamental freedoms and a strong civil society are critically important to responsible and responsive governance," its spokesman, Ned Price, said. However, an unnamed Israeli defense official told the Times of Israel this was untrue. Officials in the American administration were updated in advance of the intention to make this declaration and they received intelligence information about the matter, the defense official said. The organizations act as an organized network under the directive of the Popular Front's leadership. Many terrorist operatives, including those convicted of terrorism, have been employed by the organization. The organizations forged documents in order to raise money and to continue raising them with activities that never took place, the official said. The organizations represent a lifeline for the Popular Front for raising money and recruiting operatives and even for laundering money for the PFLP, he added. The six organizations are Al-Haq, Adamir, the Bisson Center for Research and Development, the Union of Palestinian Women's Committees, Defense for Children International Palestine and the Union of Agricultural Work Committees. The Palestinian rights group with the highest profile said the accusations were baseless and a systemic smear. "We remain steadfast in advocating for a dignified future for the Palestinian people and the liberation of Palestine," it said in a statement. Palestinian Authority Foreign Minister Riyad Maliki called the allegations a fallacious and libelous slander. An Israeli security official on Sunday said the intelligence connecting the human rights organizations to the PFLP terror group is ironclad and includes unequivocal evidence that includes video footage, photos, payment receipts that tie the said groups to backing of terror activity. He added that the intel would be provided to the U.S.